You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1280. Following intense pressure from nearly 40 Democratic members of Congress to withdraw from the race after his shaky debate in June, Joe Biden ended his presidential re-election campaign on Sunday and endorsed Kamala Harris as the Democratic Party nominee. Today, Harris applauded Biden and his legacy of accomplishment over the last 3 years during her first public remarks since Biden dropped out and endorsed her for president. Harris, who has emerged as the party favorite to replace Biden at the top of the ticket, called his term unmatched in modern history and praised Biden's deep love of our country. As expected, Harris did not directly address her presidential campaign, but the Biden-Harris campaign formally amended filings with the FEC to rename its principal committee and declare her a candidate for president. She is expected to assume control over the Biden-Harris campaign account, which had nearly $96 million in cash on hand at the end of June. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, endorsed Harris to replace Biden as the nominee for president and urged her colleagues to unify and charge forward to resoundingly defeat Donald Trump. Pelosi said she offered her endorsement with immense pride and limitless optimism for our country's future, adding that her enthusiastic support is official, personal, and political. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, however, stopped short of endorsing Harris. Instead, the two said she's off to a great start and that they're planning to meet with her in person in short order. They added that Harris's candidacy has excited the country. All 23 Democratic governors have also now endorsed Harris, including would-be challengers Gavin Newsom, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, J.B. Pritzker, Andy Beshear, Wes Moore, Tim Walz, and Tony Evers, eliminating any speculation that they may try to challenge her at the DNC in Chicago in 4 weeks. Harris has also secured the backing of more than half of the Democratic delegates she needs to become her party's nominee. The Harris campaign, meanwhile, said it raised a record-breaking $81 million in its first 24 hours, more than double the $39.6 million she raised during the entirety of her 2020 bid. In total, Harris and the Democratic Party have now received roughly $250 million in donations and major donor commitments since Biden dropped out. And finally, Republican and Democratic lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee called for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign after she refused to answer specific questions about the security failures that led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Cheadle, however, did call the shooting the agency's most significant failure in decades and vowed to move heaven and earth to get to the bottom of what went wrong and to make sure there's no repeat. She acknowledged that the Secret Service was told about a suspicious person 2 to 5 times before the shooting and confirmed that the roof had been identified as a potential vulnerability days before the rally. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.